Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. Do you believe in angels? If you think not, you may change your mind after today. Author Jodi Sharp joins us today to talk about her book, The Angel's Daughter, Mystic Bay, Books 1. And angels are the central point of her story. Jodi, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Jodi, please give us a quick overview of The Angel's Daughter.
Well, there's a secret in Mystic Bay, California, and my main character is a half-angel, Hannah, and her father is a real angel. He came down to save her mother from a car, oncoming car, and it's a secret. No one knows it. And my character's ex-boyfriend and writing professor knows the secret, the only one, and he's written a book exposing her secret to the world, that her father is a real angel. And so the whole book is about her efforts to thwart Sam, the mean character in the book, from exposing her secret to the world.
Your book title indicates that this might be the first of a series. If I am correct, how many books do you have planned?
Well, I have 3 books planned. I've written 2. The first one, The Angel's Daughter, and then the second one is To Catch an Angel, which has a different main character but the same theme. Angels live as humans in a town where no one knows the secret.
Will any of the characters in your first book reappear in the second and third books?
Yes, they do. Because in this town, there's also a lot of lively characters, both human and furry. I have a lot of animals in the books.
Did you write The Angel's Daughter with any specific type of reader in mind?
Well, I think it could be any reader, from young adult to 100 years old, and even men like my books that love detective series. So there's mystery, there's romance, there's humor, there's redemption, and there's mainly love and the idea that angels just might live among us.
The Angel's Daughter is your first novel. Do you feel there is any other author who may have influenced your writing style?
Well, that's an interesting question. I love Fanny Flagg. And I have one of my friends thinks I write similarly to her, but I don't know the answer to that. But I love the way she writes a hometown feel and develops the characters so that you love them and you feel that you know them. And the descriptions of the town that she writes about are just so vivid. And that's what I wanted in my books.
What served as the inspiration for your storyline?
Well, the inspiration was that my late daughter had passed away over 20 years ago, and I had written articles about grief and loss. And then I thought on a trip right after she died, I thought maybe I'd met an angel posing as a human. And it's a wonderful story, and that's where the idea came from. I thought I'd write, in memory of my daughter Kate, a story about angels living as humans, and they help others, and it's a lovely thought to me to think that angels might live among us, and my story is a special one.
I'm so sorry to hear of your daughter, Kate, but I do think it is a lovely idea of having angels among us. So tell me, do your characters take on traits of people you know?
Oh, yes. That's a wonderful question. I have Laura Jean, who's one of my friends, Laura, and I patterned my character after her. There's a lot of people with first names of friends of mine, and so as I'm writing, I envision their faces, their mannerisms. So that's fun for me. Even animals, the pets in the book, bring on the personalities of ones I know and love.
Why did you choose the fantasy genre for your series of Mystic Bay books?
Well, I just thought that this would be a way that people would maybe think about angels more, and I just didn't want to write anything that wasn't about love and inspiration and moving forward and overcoming sadness and grief and mean-spirited humans. I just wanted something that's uplifting. I have a lot of messages that came to me, I think, from dreams and at night when I can't sleep. So I actually feel that I've had some heavenly help writing my books.
In The Angel's Daughter, Hannah is a half angel and her father is a full-blooded angel. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that Hannah's mother was human. And when her parents met, when Gabe, her father, as the angel, came down to save her mother, Kate, from an oncoming car, that's how they met. And so Hannah, all her life, has loved to fly with her dad. She can't fly herself. But being a half angel, she got the abilities of some of the angels, which she doesn't really realize till the end of the book.
Not having spent much time thinking about angels myself, and I'm sure this applies to a lot of our listeners, is Hannah and her father, do they have the ability to interact with us humans? And do we humans, are we able to see them and interact with them?
Yes, in the book, definitely.
Is The Angel's Daughter similar to anything else we may have read?
Well, the only thing I can think of is after my daughter Kate died, that I loved the movie City of Angels with Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan. And that might have been a big inspiration, too, for me. I love books. I love anything about angels because I believe they're here. And I really feel they've helped me in my writing and in my life and in moving forward to love the life that I have and that I have had.
Your book is set in the fictional town of Mystic Bay, California. Does Mystic Bay resemble a real town?
I love answering this question because, yes, I went to the town of Half Moon Bay, California, years ago, and I fell in love with the coast and the little town. And so that's what I patterned it after. And then my son said, Mom, it looks like Ojai, California, too. So I went to Ojai, and I patterned, as I wrote, I envisioned those two as a combination town.
I would love to visit that combination town because I love both of the ones you just mentioned. I read your tribute to Kate posted in 2016, which says in part, and I quote, "To say my heart is still broken is true, but what did I do? I went on for my other children, for my late husband, for my friends, my animals, and for me, for my life is precious too," unquote. 20-some years after Kate's passing, those are still some very powerful words. When did you reach the belief that your life is also precious?
That's a wonderful question. It took a while. What happened was so many things, but one of them, after my daughter died, I found a note in my younger daughter Elizabeth's bedroom to Kate in heaven, and the note said, "Dear Kate, I loved you more than anyone, but could you please help Mom?" And it shook me into reality that I had to keep going and I had to be the same mom for my twins that I was for Kate. They deserved the same mom. And I had a life too. I had other people that needed me and loved me.
Oh my gosh, I'm absolutely speechless at that. So how are you doing now?
I'm doing great. I lost my husband a few years ago. And so then again, I had to pick up my world, but I have grandsons, I have wonderful friends, I have a new man in my world, and so I feel that God sends people. He sends people, and he does for me. He sends inspiration every day, and I try to look at the beautiful things of the world and not the negative.
There's a lot of strength in that response. So tell me, is there a specific message in your book that you would like your readers to remember?
Yes. I would like my readers to remember that to me, and I'm just one human being, believe in angels. Some are here, some are unseen. You may meet one day and not know it, but that all that matters is love and loving each other and kindness. That's all that matters, really.
Will you read something from The Angel's Daughter for us?
I'd love to. Here it is. "Everyone who knows my father thinks he's an animal whisperer. So he fits right in with the psychics who share a little slice of heaven here in Mystic Bay. Upon request, Dad will sense an animal's feelings for its human companions. He senses pictures the animal sends his mind. He doesn't charge a cent and asks the owners only to repay the kindness somehow to animal or human. His angel heavenly skills have atrophied the more he remains earthbound. He retains only his animal ESP and his ability to fly to save animals. Except for Duke, he's rescued all the pets we've ever had. At night, when he falls asleep in his chair, his goodness almost seems to glow. I hear something. It's barely a whisper in my angel ear. A puppy's whimper from far away. I practically jump out of my bed. It's coming from the northeast again. Duke is standing up. Does he hear it too? A light forms in the corner. Duke and Jesse turn their heads. Uriel, my guardian angel, appears. He glows, shining and magnificent, as he sits cross-legged on the top of my dresser. His ever-present winsome smile lightens my heart. His gossamer wings fold like a vanilla sugared heart surrounding his frame. I'm mesmerized. He was the angel I saw on the last night Dad and I flew. When my mother passed away, he appeared in my room again. His silent love encircled me and filled me with hope. Again, when Sam left, a light formed in the corner and I saw him there. He urged me on to feel joy and be thankful that all would be well again. And now, wordlessly, he radiates the message to seek and bring the animal home. He disappears in a whip of light, like always. I blink my eyes. Come back, I always want to say. Stay a while. Talk to me.
That is a really powerful reading, and I appreciate that. So I want to know,
thank you,
who developed the graphic for your book cover?
A woman in New York who's a graphic artist named, I think I'm saying it correctly, Masaya Ansawa. And she did my second book, too, and she's going to do my third, I hope.
It's a beautiful cover, and I just had to know more about that. Will you share with us a couple of the comments or some of the feedback you've received from readers? Not necessarily read testimonials, but just what they've said to you after they've read your book?
Well, I've had a few people tell me they want to live there. They want to live in that town. And they love the characters and the visual imagery of flying, like Hannah does with her father, and all the animals. And I have some humor in there, too. So the people that I know that have read it or the comments are very positive. I think we all need a little angel in our life.
How did your kids feel and how did they react when you released your book?
They're very proud, I think. My son's a writer and they love my stories and they love the thought that I'm a positive thinker. And it's not always easy, but I hope that I'm influencing them. So they love the books. In fact, my daughter edited the first draft, and she said, Mom, Hannah wouldn't say that. She's 30 years old. She wouldn't say that to Josh. That's her love interest. So I went back to the drawing board and made Hannah younger. I made her 24.
We all need editors like that, don't we?
Well, she's a voracious reader, but I'm not a young woman, so I had to think what a young woman would say.
Absolutely. So tell me, Jody, where can we learn more about you and where can we purchase The Angel's Daughter, Mystic Bay Books, Book 1?
Well, it's online and it's in Scottsdale Library. So online is a great place to find my book.
Do you have a website or a social media page?
Well, I have the Facebook page. I'm developing a website. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/theangelsdaughter.
You've certainly given us something to think about today. I want to thank you for sharing your story and The Angel's Daughter with us. We have a lot of listeners who are going to want to read your book, and I hope that you'll come back and chat with us when you publish the next one.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you so very much. I've so enjoyed talking to you.
This is a wonderful story that reminds us of the kindness and gentleness that exists in this world. The story is captivating and leaves you feeling that you know the good people of Mystic Bay and would want them as friends and family. This book was just fantastic. It makes you feel all of your emotions. I laughed, I cried, felt hurt and angry, and very, very happy. Amazing. Most of all, it is a feel-good book and a must-read. That was a compilation of reviews for The Angel's Daughter, and it's a perfect way to close our show today. And thank you for listening. This is Linda Thompson, concluding another edition of The Author's Show. Please share this interview with your friends and family so that they too may have the opportunity to discover our guest and her work. And why not help spread the word on social media as well? Please join us again next time for another exciting author and another great book on The Author's Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author's Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorsshow.com. TheAuthorsShow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author's Show.